From when we get up to when we sleep.
Each day is a gift from you we keep.
Good or bad, until the day is done.
Whatever happens, we will follow God's Son. Hello! I'm Katie.
And I'm Sarah. It's so good to be here for this episode of Follow the Son.
We're going to read a story from the Bible today and learn about how it can help us follow God's Son, Jesus.
But before that, we're going to play a game.
Oh, yes! What are we playing today, Sarah?
Today's game is called Big or Small. We're going to call out the names of some things, and you, our amazing listener, needs to decide if it's big or small.
Oh, we could do some actions as well to get us moving around. If an item is big, make yourself as big as possible with your arms and legs stretched out.
Great idea, Katie. And if you think the item is small, make yourself as small as you can, curling up into a tiny ball.
Ooh, I think we're ready to play.
I think so too. Are you ready? Good. Your first thing is an elephant. Is it big or small?
Oh, I think an elephant is really big. Well done if you made yourself as big as possible. Our next thing is a mouse. Is it big or small?
I think a mouse is small. Well done if you made yourself as small as possible. Our next thing is a bus. Is it big or small?
I think a bus is big because I can't pick one up. I hope you made yourself as big as you can. Our next thing is a mountain. Is it big or small?
Well, a mountain is even bigger than a bus, so I think it's big. I wonder if you made yourself really big at home. I think we have time for one more. Our last thing is a ring. Is it big or small?
That's a really interesting one. A ring? Well, it could be small if it's on your finger, or big if it's the one around the planet Saturn.
Oh, yes. I never really thought about that one. Whichever action you did at home, a very big well done to you.
You know what?
What?
There is someone big and someone small in our story today.
Oh yes, you're right, Katie.
Our Bible story today is about a small boy called David who had the biggest faith in God.
That's right. And that faith took him face to face, or should I say, face to knee, with a giant called Goliath.
We'd love you to get involved in our story today by filling in the blanks.
Yes, that's right. At different points in the story, we're going to stop reading and play a sound instead. All you have to do to fill in the blanks is shout out what that sound is.
That sounds super fun.
Oh dear, Katie. Let's have a practice, shall we? What is this sound? Don't forget to shout out your answer.
Oh, that's a duck quacking.
Yes, well done.
I think we're ready to hear our story today, don't you?
David was a shepherd boy who lived in Bethlehem. It was his job to look after his father's sheep. Well done for filling in the blank.
David had a really close friendship with God. He would worship God and play the lyre. Oh, that's a strange instrument. That is a little bit like a guitar. If you shouted out guitar, then well done. That was a tricky one. If you hear that sound effect again, shout the word lyre.
As well as playing the lyre and worshipping God, David also prayed to him as he looked after his sheep.
God had decided that David would be the next king of Israel. But there was already a king. His name was Saul. Saul had trouble sleeping and wanted someone who could play the lyre to make him feel better.
Because David played the lyre well, he became one of King Saul's helpers and went back and forth between the king and his home so he could look after his father's sheep.
One day, Israel's biggest enemy brought their army to face Israel's. They were called the Philistines. But instead of attacking, they sent out their scariest soldier. His name was Goliath.
Goliath was over 9 feet tall. He wore a gigantic helmet on his head and really heavy armor. He carried a long spear and a big sword.
For 40 days and nights, Goliath walked to the army of Israel and... laughed at them! Send someone out to fight me, he shouted.
All of the Israelite soldiers were... frightened! Every time Goliath came close to them, they ran away.
One morning, David was bringing food from his home to some of his brothers in the army. He heard Goliath laughing at the army, and David became angry.
Who is this that should defy the army of God? David said. He was really cross. King Saul found out that David was angry and asked to see him in his tent.
When David saw the king, he said, "Don't worry, I will go and fight him." But King Saul said, "How can you fight him? You are just a boy. Goliath is a warrior."
But David said to King Saul, "I have killed...
I just can't wait to be king.
Lions. Well done if you got lions. And I have killed...
Look for the bear necessities.
Bears. Oh, that was a tough one. While I looked after my... sheep at home, Goliath will be just like another one of those beasts, because God is with me and will keep me safe."
So David left the king and went to the water. David picked up 5 smooth stones. He put them in his pouch with his sling and went to face Goliath.
As David came to meet Goliath, the giant laughed at him. "A boy," he shouted, "I will feed you to the animals when I'm finished with you."
But David said in return, "You come at me with sword, spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. He will give you into my hands."
Goliath started to move towards David. His feet stomping at him. Well done if you managed to get that one at home.
But David ran towards Goliath. He took a stone from his pouch, put it in his sling and slung it at Goliath.
Goliath was still and then all of a sudden fell to the ground with a great big crash. Well done if you got that one. The stone had hit Goliath right on the forehead and he fell down on the floor. David had won.
When the Philistine army saw what had happened to their best soldier, they were scared and they ran away. Israel was saved, all because of David's confidence that God would keep him safe. What an amazing story! It can be found in the Bible in the book of 1 Samuel, chapters 16 and 17.
We have a couple of questions for you now. You might want to talk about your answers with your adult. How would you have felt if you had been faced with Goliath?
Here's the second question. How would you feel if you were faced with Goliath, but you knew that God would keep you safe?
David knew deep down that God would protect him from Goliath. So he didn't need to be afraid. Isn't that great?
And the good news is that God can also keep us safe too. We can be confident about that and have just as big a faith in God as David did. We're going to pray together now about this as we start our day.
And we've got some actions to go with our prayer as well, haven't we, Katie?
Yes. We'll start with our hands in front of us, facing down as we think about what we're going to give to God. Then partway through the prayer, we'll flip them over as we think about receiving from God.
Let's pray. Make sure your hands are out in front of you with your palms facing the floor.
Father God, we give to you all of the things that scare us.
Now turn your hands over.
We ask that you will be with us when we face those things and that you will remind us that you are there and will keep us safe. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
That's all we've got time for today.
We hope that whatever you're up to, you have a wonderful day.
But before we go, let's say our podcast rhyme together. From when we get up to when we sleep,
each day is a gift from you we keep.
Good or bad, until the day is done,
whatever happens, we will follow God's Son.
Goodbye!
Follow the Sun is a Blackburn Diocese Board of Education production. It was written by Sarah Earnshaw, David Harris, and Rebecca Whittaker. The podcast was voiced by Sarah Earnshaw and Katie Turner, with editing and sound design by David Harris. You can find more episodes of Follow the Sun, as well as our other podcasts, on all major podcast platforms or on our website, bdeducation.org.uk. Whilst you're there, don't forget to sign up to our podcast newsletter for exclusive extras and follow our social media accounts for the latest news and children's work resources. We are on Facebook at BDBE Updates and on Twitter at BDBE of E.